I looked at Jake in disbelief. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. You better be joking.
No, I'm more serious than a 5-foot hole in a 6-foot boat.
Have you lost your marbles? Hell no, we are not jumping a train. You know train hopping is incredibly dangerous.
I'm gonna try, Kat.
Shut up, Jake. People die hitching rides on trains. What's wrong with you today?
You always play it so safe, but being safe won't get you anywhere. Risk has its rewards. Let's live a little.
Yes, that's my point. Let's live, not die.
I'm not gonna die. If you don't want to jump, it's okay by me. You can stay here.
Please stop talking, Jake. I covered my ears and started walking ahead of him.
Kat, don't you think I can do it?
I don't care if you can do it. Where is this coming from? Have you gone brain dead? If you're trying to prove something, just forget it. I'm not going to listen to this ridiculous nonsense.
I think it'll be easy. I'll board where the grass is high, so if I fall, I'll have a cushion. We've watched other train jumpers do it. It can't be that hard. That hobo guy Joe only has one arm, and old Doc comes and goes all the time.
Joe's arm is really strong, and Doc may be old, but he has experience.
He had to start somewhere.
I could see Jake was revving himself up. I always knew when he was talking himself into something he really didn't believe in. Jake, you could get maimed, or even paralyzed. Just drop it, damn it. He paused for a moment and stared down the rails to some unknown destination. I didn't know what was going through his mind, but when I heard a distant steam whistle, I knew we had to get out of there. Come on, Jake. We're leaving. As I was turning back toward the pathway to the street, Jake suddenly shouted, "I've got to do it, Kat. Here she comes." My jaw dropped open in shock when Jake started racing toward the tracks. For a split second, I watched him in disbelief. I was stunned and scared and frozen in place. Then, without hesitation, I ran after him. My heart pounded against my chest, but my legs kept moving. He had already closed the distance between where I was and the tracks. I was terrified, but I couldn't let him do it alone. I knew Jake needed my strength, just as I always needed his willpower. As with all things, Jake and I were in it together.